Welcome to the Daily News Update for Thursday, October 8th, 2020. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Thank you for joining me. And before we jump into the news, we currently have some Ranger Buckets, the storable emergency food, certified organic, lab-tested Ranger Buckets. We posted last night, 270-something, I believe, went live in the inventory. As of right now, we have 171 left. So, yeah, 100 were sold overnight and through midday Thursday. These are harder and harder for us to come by. So if you want some, just jump on over to prepwithmike.com. Scroll down and you'll see the live in-stock products there, the Ranger Buckets. Stock up if you'd like to. And definitely take steps to get prepared. Another heads up, too. I have completed the recording for the upcoming audiobook called Survival Nutrition. That book will be completely free. It's about 8 hours. You'll be able to download the audio files plus the PDF transcription from the website survivalnutrition.com. So be sure to bookmark that. That should be coming out, I don't know, soon. Whenever the transcription layout team gets done, they were kind of screaming at me because I took too long to get it recorded. So it's my fault. I'm sorry. I just kept packing in more information in there and I guess eventually you have to wrap it up and release it. So that's in process now. Okay, moving on to the news of the day. Monsanto paid Google to censor search results and to discredit journalists. This has come out now. It's a major breaking story. This is up on naturalnews.com. And this is something that I've known, I've reported for years, that Google was conspiring with Monsanto to discredit critics of GMOs and glyphosate, which includes myself and other journalists. There were hundreds of journalists who were targeted by Monsanto's black ops team. And what's not being reported is that that team also ran stalking, death threats, online reputation attacks, you know, what's called black hat or anti-reputation operations, as well as censorship and everything else. And what I find fascinating about this story is that it not only proves that everything I've been telling you over all these years is true, but also that the same corporations that have all been pro-Monsanto are pro-Joe Biden. It's all the same corporations. The ones that defended Monsanto are now defending Joe Biden. So Monsanto was poison for your body. Joe Biden is poison for your society. And isn't it interesting that the most evil people and the most evil corporations, Monsanto made Agent Orange for mass killing of human beings during the Vietnam War and so on, that all these evil operators are left-wing corporations like Google, Apple, you know, Netflix, Twitter, YouTube, all that, all the same. And these are all the same corporations, by the way, that are promoting Black Lives Matter. So when they were pro-Monsanto, now they're pro-Black Lives Matter. And it turns out it's the same political party, the Democrats, that created the KKK. So while the KKK was the radical extremist militants on the streets in rural southern America, and it was run by Democrats and founded by Democrats, now Black Lives Matter and Antifa are the radical militant extremists of urban America. But they were all run by the same people, and they're just... they are agents of death and disinformation. And that's Google. And that's Joe Biden. That's Kamala Harris. They are pure evil. They are run by demons. But I'll move on to the next story here. Okay, the big tech ministry of hysteria is so totalitarian that not even the president of the United States is allowed to offer dignified hope during a pandemic. This story comes out after Trump said, hey, we shouldn't let COVID dominate our lives. We don't have to live in fear. We can express optimism because we know how to treat this. He's treated it successfully and so on. He was, of course, blasted and heavily criticized and then censored by big tech, censored by Facebook and Twitter for telling people to have optimism about how to deal with this. Because now the only thing that's allowed by big tech is hysteria. Everybody's going to die. Everybody live in fear, panic, lock yourself down, hide in your homes. That's it. So the censorship of big tech has gone way beyond just politics. It's gone to the point where you must fear the things they tell you to fear, and you cannot express optimism unless it's approved by Mark Zuckerberg. This is insane. This is how crazy big tech has become and how dangerous they've become to society. It's the ministry of truth. It's Orwellian. It's got to be stopped. It's outrageous. All right, next story. Trump relents to the new FDA guidelines requiring stricter vetting of COVID-19 vaccines. An interesting story, a difficult one to parse. Trump was trying to rush the vaccines to be released before Election Day. But according to my sources, it's not about the vaccines. It's about positioning military assets in cities across the country before the election so that they can be ready to be activated when the left runs its violent coup attempt. And Trump was using the vaccine industry as a cover story for saying, yeah, the military is going to distribute the vaccines. So that's why we got to have military in all these cities. But now the FDA has thwarted that plan by claiming to be in favor of public safety. The FDA says, oh no, we have to vet the safety. We have to run more trials. We have to be really careful because the public needs to trust us. It's like all of a sudden the FDA cares about trust. Yeah, all of a sudden, the FDA wants to be really, really thorough. They were never thorough when it came to approving HPV vaccines, were they? Or measles vaccines or MMR vaccines. No, that was just like, whatever, anything goes, get it on the streets. Lives are at stake, got to have the vaccine. Emergency approvals, rush it. But when it comes to the COVID-19 vaccine, the FDA is like, oh, we have to be methodical and careful. It's all about politics, folks. It's all about trying to hurt Trump. It has nothing to do with public safety. And speaking of public safety, China is now running simulations of airstrikes on America, while China, the communist regime that launched this bioweapon in the first place, is threatening to wipe out Taiwan and to destroy the Taiwan nation, where I lived for several years. Taiwan is the free version of Asia, you know, of China. I call it the Texas of Asia. The people of Taiwan are good people, but the communist Chinese want to destroy them. And guess who communist China supports? Oh, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden again. Because during the Mike Pence, Kamala Harris VP debate last night, guess who was censored with technical glitches by China? Oh, it was Mike Pence. When Mike Pence was answering a question about China, all of a sudden, there was no connection, no signal. But then when he finished talking, China turned it all back on so that people could hear Kamala Harris. So China wants Kamala Harris to win. China wants Joe Biden to win. Why? Because Joe Biden is a treasonous criminal sellout who's in bed with China. His family members have received money from China and Ukraine and who knows where else. China is the single worst danger to humanity right now across our planet, and China must be defeated. And the best person to do that right now is President Trump. And frankly, Pompeo is doing a pretty good job on that front as well. All right, Belgian health experts accuse the WHO of faking the coronavirus pandemic. That's an interesting story up on naturalnews.com. 2,000 voters in Los Angeles received faulty mail-in ballots that made it impossible to vote for Trump. You couldn't even vote for Trump. There was no Trump option on the ballots. That's how dishonest they are. They won't even let you. Another story, which is a little bit out of date, but Trump to designate Antifa and the KKK as terrorist organizations. The reason we published that is because I'm wondering, when is that coming? When is that? Is it going to be after the election? Give me a break. Another editorial, it's time to lift the veil on George Soros, who is the evil demon creature funding much of these anti-American operations all across the country. And we have another story about how 95% of donations from Silicon Valley big tech employees have gone to Joe Biden. Because, of course, they're all in with the demon creatures, the left-wing lunatics, the Joe Bidens, the Kamala Harrises, the Hillary Clintons, who is one of the most evil, vicious, criminal politicians to have ever existed in the U.S. political system. And of course, big tech supports evil and wants to silence good people. And they silence Christians and Trump supporters and conservatives, gun owners, and so on. And frankly, they silence anybody who opposes Monsanto or anybody who opposes big tech. And this is why the leaders of big tech, they should all be arrested charged with treason, prosecuted by the Trump administration and the DOJ. And the DOJ should seize all of those corporations and either shut them down or force them to honor free speech. All right, another story. Michelle Obama says that the Black Lives Matter terrorist groups are, quote, overwhelmingly peaceful, and says that Trump is causing the violence all across America. That's right. You didn't know that? All the arson from the Antifa militants, all the attacks on police officers, the assaults on innocent people, the burning down of buildings done by people who holding signs of how much they hate America and they hate Trump and how much they love Marxism and socialism and communism. That's all done by Trump, according to Michelle Obama. Yeah. Wow. That's incredible. A person who has lied about her gender forever is lying to us about who's causing the violence in America. Unreal. Now, one piece of news that I don't like to bring you, the Trump administration's DOJ is cutting a deal with Purdue Pharma that's going to shield the Sackler family from any criminal liability. They're going to pay a big fine, a few billion dollars over the opioid fraud that has killed, 60,000 Americans a year? And the very wealthy multi-billion dollar family, the Sackler family, is going to get away scot-free, just pay a fine, no indictments, no criminality. How sick of this are all of us? Watching these big pharma cartels murder people for profit, or watching the big tech CEOs censor people illegally and commit election interference, and yet they all get away with it. And frankly, Hillary Clinton hasn't been arrested yet. And what about James Comey? What about John Brennan? What about Barack Obama? All these treasonous actors, all these big pharma criminals, all these big tech traitors, they're getting away with it every day because the DOJ refuses to press charges. Kind of tells you something, doesn't it, about A.G. Barr, actually a creature of the deep state swamp. Not really on America's side, is he? As much as Trump is trying to take it to big pharma, cutting drug prices and so on, allowing states to import drugs from overseas to save money on drugs, ultimately the DOJ is still pro-pharma. And to some extent, Trump might be as well, to the extent that it helps boost the economy and boost the stock market and so on. So another day, another criminal gets away scot-free from the crimes of killing people, innocent people all across America. This country is so corrupt, it has plunged so deeply into the abyss of evil and corruption and deception, the lies of the media, the censorship of big tech, the collusion with communist China of the presidential candidate, Joe Biden, that I'm not sure that we can come back from this and save our nation. I know that Trump is probably the best chance to do that, but even if he's reelected, I'm not sure that we can save this nation from the collapse that seems imminent, because it's a moral collapse that's causing everything else, the economic collapse, the political collapse, the food supply collapse. It's a moral collapse, and if you don't have morality, you don't have a nation. And America has lost its morality because everybody's just out for themselves, just running on greed and selfishness and narcissism. Almost nobody seems to be acting in the interests of others. And that's why this nation seems to be headed for the dumpster fire of history. We'll see. We'll see. If there's a chance to save it, it's going to be with Trump. So vote for Trump and join me at Brighteon.social. Read my website, naturalnews.com. Post your own videos at Brighteon.com. And also join up at Brighteon Social. Post your own news content. Join in the conversation as we try to save human civilization from a total collapse that all of these anti-humanists and these demons on the left are trying to make happen. We are in very dangerous times, treacherous times. Be cautious, be prepared, be ready. And thank you for listening.